When a community's utilities work together to serve their customers, the results are powerful, moving that community to a more sustainable, health-focused environment. The goal is customer care and service. And today, we are going to talk with two influential leaders from two different entities in Tucson who make a difference together every day. Hey, everybody, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and this is Down to Earth Tucson. From my observation at any number of events I have attended in Tucson and other places around the country, people are talking quite a bit about exciting, intentional, and impactful partnerships. And I'm excited because with me are two people that know quite a bit about these kinds of partnerships because they are involved in making them happen. They are change makers. They look outside the box for what is possible, and most importantly, they make it happen. With me are Tammy McKay. She is the program manager. And Tammy, this is such a long thing to say. We just have to remember it's UNS Energy Corporation, US Energy, parent company of Tucson Electric Power. So it's all part, it's like the elbow is connected to the, that kind of thing.
You can just call us TEP. Everybody knows us by TEP.
Everybody knows it, but someone in Wisconsin might not. And we have listeners there too. And Candace Ruprecht is the water conservation manager at Tucson Water, Southern Arizona's largest public water utility. Big job. They are women working for change, and you'll want to stay with us to hear about some of the innovative and outcome-driven programs that have come through the power of partnerships. So I'm so happy to have both of you here. It's always fun, and there's no script. There's just, I have questions that I want to ask you. I want to grill both of you, and let's start with one. Why do you think working together in the community is important? Why does it even matter? And I want to explain a little bit about working together in the community. You don't work like TEP and Tucson Water together and have all these planned initiatives, but you have powerful partnerships that is a model for other cities to look at with schools and nonprofits and all of those things. So why do you think it's important? Candace, you want to take the first shot?
I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me on. It's really great to be here with Tammy and with you again and get to share a different story, I think, that we're eager to tell about these partnerships. And I think, it really comes down to the fact that we have big goals and dreams for our city and our community. And we know that within the walls of a utility, we can't accomplish all of those dreams by ourselves, that we have many community partners that we have worked with and worked on developing those relationships now for decades in some cases. And we see their impacts, and we know that we have the right people and the right organizations in place to drive the change that would be hard, if not impossible, to do if it was just up to Tucson Water to execute and deliver on some of these programs. So these partnerships really help us extend to many different parts of the community that we wouldn't necessarily be able to reach without these partnerships in place on the ground.
It's all about impact. That's how you have such an impact. And that's why people know you're there and know that you're accessible. And it's in some cases co-creation, not a mandate that you put out there and say, can you please implement this? But it's really a true partnership. And I've seen that.
Absolutely.
So Tammy, what are your thoughts on that? Why do they matter?
Well, I'm in 100% agreement to what Candace said, and you know, thank you for having us on the show. But I almost felt like she stole my answer.
I'll let you go first next time.
because you know, Tucson Electric, we have a certain territory that we adhere to, and knowing that there are other utility companies out there getting pretty much the same messaging just helps extend the opportunity and how many customers that we're able to reach out and educate on water conservation, energy efficiency, sustainability. So it's really great to think that we could reach out to a larger customer base than we can as an individual utility company.
That was a great answer.
Thank you.
I mean, really, it's an expansion on that because it's really about with the alignment reinforces the impact so that you're going all in the same direction in ways that are sustainable for the community, which help, and that are really thinking about conservation, which we all have to think about. So this is probably my favorite question, even though I liked all the questions I came up with. It's fun. There are so many programs that both of you could talk about, and that's not really good podcast impact. It's like, what are your favorites? What are the ones that you love, that you're excited, that you even want, I can say it, that you want to brag about, because they're it. They're all happening, they're going on, and you get to go first so Candace doesn't steal anything from you.
I could brag about almost all my programs, but I think what impacted me the most is when Candace and I spoke offline, some of the similarities in our programs. So, for example, multifamily, Tucson Water has a direct install program, just like Tucson Electric. So we offer the low flow shower heads, the kitchen and bathroom aerators. Tucson Electric takes it to one extra product, which is our LEDs. And we're able to reach, again, more multifamily units and help the tenants in those units than we would, you know, just being a sole provider. And the other one that just really reached out to me was, they have a landscaping education program, and I'll let Candace speak to that more, but how that education piece could potentially work together with our Shade Tree program. I just think it's just fascinating because the one question we always get from the customers that get a free Shade Tree is, well, how do you care for it? How do we plan it? And we are not experts in that area, so Tucson Water could be one of those go-to, you know, a point of contact for them in addition to the nurseries. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I am too. And Gina, you know better than anybody that Tucson's setting some big goals around shade targets and tree canopy numbers right now. We've made progress, and I think we keep setting the bar even higher. So from the Tucson Water perspective, we know that those trees don't grow without water, right? So we have to figure out how we make sure that we get the water to those trees and utilize alternative sources when we can, like rainwater and stormwater. But most importantly, we need them to survive, right? So we have to care for these trees, and we do that through education. And we have been a partner with Smartscape for the last quarter century. Smartscape is our landscape education program in Tucson and also in Phoenix, and they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. And that is an exciting milestone for us because it means that for 25 years, Tucson and Phoenix areas have been investing in landscape education, both for homeowners and professionals, so that when we have our landscape pros out in the community doing the work, caring for our landscapes, our shrubs, our trees, they're doing it with education and intent behind that. So we're giving them the knowledge and skills to know how to irrigate properly, prune properly, water properly based on the season. And so it's an exciting time for Smartscape because we're really able, like Tammy was saying, to start to bring together some of these partnerships in the community and recognize that we can all serve a different piece of this overall goal in terms of Tucson becoming a more resilient city.
So tell us what Smartscape is.
Yes. Smartscape is a landscape education program, and they are out of the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension. So they offer, like I said, homeowner education and professional education in a series of courses and classes. And for the professionals, they actually go through a series of 8 classes, and then they receive a certificate at the end. And so then they have that certificate, and they can use that as they're working with the community, right? So we want them to show that Smartscape certificate proudly and say that I went through this training course, I know these skills now, and I can help you save money, use resources better, and grow a healthier, more attractive landscape because I've been trained and I'm putting my skills to use.
So when I got invited to a roundtable from the president of the university, President Robbins, who is without a doubt the most forward-thinking in terms to climate change and getting on board with raising the level of conversation at the university, I'm telling you, and you both know it's not my idea, they wanted us to come with some solutions. And to me, what if we planted 1 million trees in a year? And I kept saying, no, people, you don't understand. I'm not saying by 2030, because there is that heat island, there is saving water, it's helping with stormwater. And Tucson has so many neat programs for planting trees. And, you know, it wasn't my idea. Katie Gannon wasn't there, so I was like her unofficial spokesperson. But TEP has been on board with planting trees for as long as I've been doing this. And nothing's better. Chapman, one of my partners, they buy a car, get a tree. Buy a car, plant a tree. And they've done a couple of thousand. So to me, that is a whole other loop because you don't just plant a tree. You have to make sure there's water and you have to make sure when you plant it and all of those pieces. But I don't think anything could help us more. So those are that's really very cool idea. And let's see more of that. Maybe the three of us could get together after this and figure out how we can plant a million trees in a year. I think that's really a good idea. And all of that is hopeful. I'm always looking for what gives me hope. And those kinds of things with the education piece and the partnership, that's another partnership with the university.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else, like anything exciting? I know you light up, Tammy, about anything in schools.
Oh, yeah.
It does. You light up like a top, and it's wonderful. Is there any other program you want to talk about there? You are proud of all your programs.
I am. If you're talking about new programs, yeah, this year we have just launched two brand new programs in our residential sector. One is our heat pump water heater program. So we're offering rebates up to $400 for Energy Star qualified heat pump water heaters. And again, that can be found on our website.
Tell me what a heat pump water heater is.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's it's very, so if you think of your traditional electric resistant water heater, and then visually, if you think about a little miniature air conditioner on top of it, so what it's doing is it's been taking your outside conditioned air. So if it's in a garage, it'll take that warm air, and as it's going through the heating mechanisms, it's using less electricity. And then at the same time, if you stand in front of it, you can feel the cold air coming out of the little fan.
What?
So from the testimonials that we have received that the installs, as customers say, that their garages probably don't go any higher than 80 degrees in our midsummer years when we're experiencing 100 and some. So it's allowing that opportunity to save energy. It's more efficient. They last longer. And then we have stay at home or small business owners that can actually take their business and operate in their garage.
I think Mrs. Green's Casa has to check that out too.
You'll have to.
So hot in the garage. I mean, we were even talking about it today that it's November and it's going to be Thanksgiving in 2 weeks. And
it is
still hot.
It's a brand new innovative technology. There's a lot of people that haven't adopted the product. So you're very limited on the vendors out there that offer it. The one stipulation in our program is it does require the timer or a controller because we're encouraging our customers to adopt the time of use to be able to not utilize their the water heater during the peak demand. So that would be one requirement in our program.
Candace, what about you? Do you have any other favorite program that you wanted to talk about that hasn't been covered yet?
I do. I want to talk about our education programs because I think for Tucson Water and TEP, they are such a bright spot in our community. In the last decade, Tucson Water has reached about 500,000 people. About 400,000 of those are students. And so what that looks like is our program partners going out most days of the school year and delivering programs in the classrooms and then also facilitating field trips. And I've seen the presentations, the classroom presentations. Actually, it really came home to me last week because my daughter was in a class that received a presentation. And so seeing it through the lens of her and her teachers and the impact that it had in their conversations about the water cycle and our water resources in Tucson was so cool.
Was she so proud to come home and tell you?
She was proud to, yeah. And, you know, she's at the age where anybody that has anything to do with Tucson Water must somehow work with my mom. And so she was asking a lot of questions
That's
about
awesome.
Whether they knew who I was. But it's not about me. It's really about these partners that have developed, you know, content that meets all of the state standards at age-appropriate levels and really is hands-on, integrating multimedia now and new technology. So it's fun and engaging for the kids. And at the same time, they're learning about the important messages that we have about, you know, knowing how to use water wisely, where our water comes from, how we see it moving and how our water cycle works in Tucson. And so those are the really exciting partnerships, and they've lasted for decades now. We've had an education program at Tucson Water for, 40 years. And, you know, at least half of that has been depending on community partners to deliver these programs for us. And they continue to innovate and they train really high quality presenters. And it's really awesome to see that they're always coming to us with new ideas about ways to deliver the content and ways to enhance what they do. And so those feel like amazing partnerships to me, because then we see it in that moment when they're there in the classroom or out at our Sweetwater Wetlands. But then we also see it years later when kids will come to us and say, hey, I remember when I was at that place where there's a lot of trees and water or something like a wetland. And we say, yes, you were at Sweetwater Wetlands and you had a field trip and you got to do all these awesome water-focused activities. And isn't that an amazing feature that Tucson has, that we have a wetlands in the middle of Tucson? Or Pete the Beak, who's been around decades, and people say, I remember when Pete, told me to...
You have to know Pete.
Yeah. So it's really our education partnerships that I love to talk about, because they have huge impact. And, you know, like you were saying earlier, we're really targeting those young audiences, and we see that that message is sticking. And so that makes me hopeful that Tucson really has embraced this culture of conservation, and we see that evolving and continuing over time.
And you know, one of the things that neither of you can measure, but you know it's true, I've had so many guests, hundreds. We're in hundreds and hundreds of guests. And sometimes I say, well, what started you on this path? Or how did you get involved in this? Or what created your awareness? It is unbelievable how many times a story like you just told, it planted a seed in a little girl or a little boy, mm-hmm. and they got interested, and then they became a biologist or whatever. You never know when you're doing that and doing the Johnny Appleseed approach, kind of, where it's going to lead by exposing these kids to a whole different story. I think that's really amazing. So, and I love that you're both excited about education of younger kids, because they are our future and they need to invest in it.
I smile ear to ear hearing the testimonies, because we have that same over at Tucson Electric and our Bright Students program. The mounds of thank you notes that I receive. In fact, I have this huge one on my cubicle wall with everyone signing it. And the quality that's being emphasized in these programs, believe it or not, that's one thing that we were talking about, is we utilize the same vendor. So they know both of our initiatives, and that's why they're able to be innovated with their ideas and be able to overlap some of that.
An integrated approach.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, because water and electricity inextricably bound. How do you both think that these programs and initiatives help truly, at a very, very essential level, create healthy, sustainable communities? How does it move that forward?
Do you want to go first?
Go ahead. I can't. That's a tough one, because I think it's back to what you were saying about planting those seeds, right? These are hard things to quantify. And so some of it, I think, happens on the faith that we see these tiny impacts growing, and also the trust that the messages that we're hoping to convey, which are around efficiency and stewardship of our resources and stewardship of our community, get communicated in a way that, even if it's not the whole message that's understood, it's enough of the message that an individual, a kid, a landscape professional can say, all right, I can do this one thing, and I see my role as making sure that this irrigation system is working and this property is growing a healthy landscape and we're not wasting water. Or this child is saying, okay, I have a shower timer now, and I think that means that I should only take 5-minute showers, not 15-minute showers. And so there's a lot of those individual actions. And, you know, I think that's what Tucsonans are proud of, is that we are all really committed to those individual actions that lead to this more sustainable community.
And that's a great answer, because what it is doing is creating an awareness around conservation, around energy, around trees, around nature. I mean, it is an awareness of those kids. And then for the customers, it's another level of awareness. And for me, the first thing that came to mind when you were both talking about how proud you are of the partnerships you have, it creates a stronger local economy, because you're hiring those companies, they're employing people, they're on board with all of it. So it's a very integrated kind of widespread. It's casting a wide net, because EEF is one of them, and they rock, and they know what they're doing, and they have outcome-driven, research-based initiatives, and they employ people, And that helps create a sustainable and socially just community. So to me, both of your organizations are doing that. Are there any other rebates we need to mention? People love rebates. So you mentioned for the water heater, cooler, air conditioner that lowers the amps and you
can't plug. Heat pump water heater. I don't want anyone mistaken that they're getting an air conditioner too. No, heat pump water heater and the electric vehicle chargers.
Okay,
and
okay.
Of course, we always have rebates in our efficient home program. So single family residences could qualify up to $900 for rebates toward new installs of AC units that are 15 SEER or higher, Energy Star, of course. And then we have a tune-up program for our single families. So if you're not ready to exchange out a new system and you just need a tune-up, we have services that are at a rebated level for single family residences.
That really matters too. Those are big, big ticket items. I had to get a new air conditioner last year. And the thing is, mine was a dinosaur. We had a dinosaur. Now we have a SEER up there. And our electricity bill went down. Yeah. And they told us it was going to happen because we really did have one. You didn't have to go out and crank it up. Right. But it was really old. It was probably 20 years old.
And then we also have rebates for our smart thermostats. And then we have rebates for pool pumps. And again, all of our products can be found on www.tep.com, and there's an energy efficiency link there.
Okay, I'm going to probably write a blog about that because I think people care. Candace, what about you?
We have rebates for residential, multifamily, and commercial customers, just like TEP. On the residential side, we rebate high-efficiency toilets and clothes washers, also gray water systems and rainwater harvesting systems. And I think one really cool development in our residential rebate programs is that we actually have programs that are targeted for low-income customers. So
love
for
that.
Those customers that qualify, they can receive a free toilet, including the installation, so totally free up front, no cost to that customer. And then similar for rainwater harvesting, we have a grant and loan program. So in addition to the $2,000 that they can get for a rainwater harvesting system, they're eligible for some additional funds so that those systems are no cost, usually never any cost, and there's a loan component if someone wants a loan. And so we've worked really hard to make sure that the programs that we're rolling out also are, you know, reaching all of the demographics and making them as accessible as possible. The toilet program also has a new emergency plumbing repairs component, which I'm thrilled about because we hear all the time about, you know, customers having emergencies with their main line busting and water's, you know, spilling out into the street, or a faucet has broken and they can't get it fixed. And so this allows one of our partners to actually go in and do those repairs for these low-income customers and really help improve their quality of life, because either they're having very high bills or they're constantly having to turn their water off and turn it on to use it. And that's not a way to live. And so this really helps those customers get back to a normal sense of living. So that's all residential. Multifamily, we have rebates for high-efficiency toilets. And then on the commercial customer side, we have rebates for high-efficiency urinals and toilets. And then we do a customized program where we help them identify efficiency recommendations that we think make sense based on an ROI analysis. And then we'll do a customized rebate for them based on those recommendations. And again, it's all tucsonaz.gov/water/conservation is where you can find that info.
And I want to remind everybody, because Kelly King, our show producer, is sitting on my little shoulder here saying, Gina, remember to say it. Any website you mention will be on our website on the page when the show is released with a link to the things you mentioned, because Kelly does that very carefully. And people thank us for that, that they didn't have to go look all over and they didn't have to look for a piece of paper when you're talking about it. So it's something that we try to do. And with both of your answers, I'm reflecting that what you both just said helps to contribute to a sustainable and socially just community. When you're talking about helping lower income families to get free toilets, it not only helps them, it helps with water conservation. I mean, it's a whole inclusive net, and it makes me proud to brag about not just the organizations, but both of you. So, any last words?
I think to answer one of the questions in here, I'm always fascinated because I believe our community, everyone has it in them to want to be more efficient or to conserve more water. The education programs that we talked about today in both Tucson Water and TEP, I find it interesting when you really sit down and talk to individuals, no matter what age they are, young or old, where there is a difference between a mechanical change and a behavioral change. Behavioral change are at no cost. So you can turn off that light switch. You can make sure that the ceiling fan isn't running when you leave the room. Those are just small changes that could save energy in the long run. Whereas mechanical, again, it could be very low cost up to high cost. Low cost would be looking at your filters on a monthly basis to make sure that your AC is operating most efficiently, or weatherization, weather stripping, or making sure that your doors have the stripping on the bottom. Just little things like that, it can be a mechanical change. And a lot of folks out there don't realize the small little changes can really save energy. And once they hear it, they're on board. It just spreads like wildfire. And usually it's the children. It's the children telling their parents, this is what I learned in this program at this school. And they're getting their entire family on board. So, the awareness is definitely spreading.
Love it. I mean, that's really good answers. And what a sweet spot on which to end this fun podcast that seemed like it took about 5 minutes for me. So now, both new to both of you, but I'm sure you listen to every one of my podcasts I put out, so I'm sure you know this. I have the last word from now on. I have lived in Tucson for a really long time, and I really, really do love where I live. Tucson is small enough where if you want to and you have the desire, you can really get to know lots of people. Tucson is growing and evolving, and there are many of us gathering in lots of exciting and creative ways to make our city more sustainable, more fun, more connected. Partnerships are not just being talked about. They are in full swing, and there are more on the horizon. We face some pretty serious challenges in the years to come in this desert of ours. We know that our weather is getting more extreme, that our water supply has to be very carefully monitored, that renewable energy has to be top of mind from this point on. And we also know that together we can accomplish so much more than working in silos or separately. I also know that I feel better because people like Tammy McKay and Candace Ruprecht are working for a safe and sustainable future for all of us. They are thought leaders, and we need them to continue their good work and raise their voices for a truly sustainable and socially just community and planet. To me, these two women who we have just spent time with personify that spirit that makes me feel great about calling Tucson my home. So my thanks to both of you, and my thanks to all of our listeners who make life have meaning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great green day and turn that light switch off.